Blog Talk Radio.
While everyone is joining, what I'm going to do is call out the last four digits of your number, if I don't know who you are, if you can say your name at that point, okay? I have someone on the line. The number ends in 5171.
Yeah, that's Napoleon.
Yeah, that's Napoleon.
Good evening, Napoleon. I have Hubert Lowe, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Sister Tawana, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Carrie. Beryl Sean, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Good evening. All right.
Good evening.
That's all that we have so far. We'll give another minute or so for people to join. I got okay, and I have Douglas Bruce on the line as well, and myself, Angela. We'll do a formal introduction. Yes, ma'am.
Travis on too.
Oh, hey, yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Good evening, Travis.
Good evening.
I'll do a formal introduction once we allow people to join. So if you guys want to just mute your phone for about a minute or so, we'll give them that
so
time.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and get started, just at least with introductions, and maybe others would join. As I stated, the people that we have on the line right now is Deacon Lowe, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Sister Tawana, Auntie Betty, Napoleon Nellums, Auntie Carrie, Sister Beryl, Douglas Bruce, and Travis Nellums, and myself, Angela. Just want to thank everyone for taking time out to join in and pray for our sister, Loretta Simmons. I'm going to ask Deacon Lowe to pray us in before we get started so that God can bless us before we even get into anything. Amen.
Amen, everybody. Bow their head. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come in your presence once again, O Lord, giving you the thanks, the honor, and the praise through your name. O Lord, thanks for bringing us together one more time as a family, Lord. Lord, we put our lives into your hands. You made us all. You created all for your purpose, O Lord. Hopefully that we do or will do something that will be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, keep your precious arms around us all. Keep us protected and show us the way that you have us to go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 At this time, we're going to have Mother May to read a verse.
Scripture. Okay, I'm coming out of Isaiah 26, the third verse. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Amen.
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 Okay. Amen. All righty. We didn't have any more callers join, so we're going to just move on with our program. And if we do have callers join, then I'll intercept at that time and announce them. I'm going to call out your name if you want to say something. If everybody can mute their phones, if you're not talking, it would really help a lot because it'll give background noise and everyone can't hear. If you can, that would be perfect. I will call out your name, and you have an opportunity to say something. You can say pass. If you decide you want to say something later, you're more than welcome to just let me know. Again, we're here tonight to lift up Loretta in prayer as she goes through very difficult times right now in the hospital. The last word we heard from Jarita and Toya was that she was having difficulties breathing, and they were able to get it under control for a moment, but she ended up vomiting, and then the tube that she had actually kind of choked her, and so they had to do another procedure, and that kind of set her back. She was doing a little bit better, but it kind of set her back. So knowing how my sister has been suffering, we know of 2 years, but she's been suffering well beyond that, and we just want to lift her up in prayer now as she's going through this very difficult time right now. The last I heard from Rita Nim also was that the doctor actually asked them to kind of think about what they want to do. So it's almost like they're saying there's not much they can do. They didn't give me much detail, but I get the impression from going through this with Daniel that it's more of a DNR-type situation. Do you want us to resuscitate her or something like that? But I haven't heard back from them, nor have I gotten as much detail as I would like. But nevertheless, we're going to still keep her in prayer for healing. You want to start it?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. So we're going to start off with Mother May.
Okay. Dear God, help us to be grateful in all situations. Show us how to speak light and goodness into our life and the life of the others around us. Oh God, we pray that our words and our actions will reflect gratitude for your presence and provision to this day in Jesus' name. Dear God, thank you for your everlasting love that surpasses our understanding. Help us to remain devoted to you. Merciful Father, help us to receive the gift and the assistance of others. Show us how to use our gift to provide hope and help to those around us. Lord, thank you for assuring us that we will never have to be consumed by worrying, because you will meet our deepest need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Would you like to share any prayers with us this evening?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't know why I'm getting double talk.
So if you and Vera are near each other, you're gonna get that echo.
No, she in a room.
That's the only thing. We don't hear the echo. I don't, at least.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of death. I will feel no evil, for death all with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. They prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They anointed my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Alrighty. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot and Mother May, for your reading of verses Isaiah and Psalm 23. Next, I have Sister Tawana.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes,
I thought so.
I don't know. We're getting double talk back here. Go ahead and try me later.
Okay, No problem. Not at all. We'll come back. Okay. Auntie Carrie?
Yes, I just want to
read.
You double too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that you can do, Angela, to help you.
What is it? Y'all hear some background noise?
All of us getting double.
Oh, we don't hear it at all here. Let me see if we can. Hubie, you want to dial in? Can you dial in?
We can hear you.
But do you still get the echo?
I don't hear it like this.
What I could do is just mute until the person that I'm going to have speak. Hold on here before you dial in. I take care of it. Try it now and see if you guys hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Amen. And we still had an echo.
Still had it. Okay, we're going to let Hubert dial in, and I'm going to hang up. Just hang in there, guys. It's going to still be here.
All righty. Is that better, guys? Let me unmute some people so I can hear you. Okay, is that better? Okay, I'm going down the phone.
I'm still here, but I don't see if anybody else, but I don't hear the echo.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Do y'all hear the echo at all?
No, not now.
Okay, all right. It must have been my phone. No problem. We're on Hubert line now, so we can continue on. I was at Napoleon. Napoleon, would you like to say a prayer or a verse?
No, please. Lord, we come before you to say thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have brought us together, even though we're so many miles apart. Lord, we thank you that we have a heart and concern to bear each other's burdens. Now, Lord, we call the name of Loretta and we ask for healing, Lord. We ask that you heal her body, heal her systems or tissues or organs, Lord. We ask that you be with the doctors as they go through and with the family and their daughters as they go through this time of this hardship. So we lift you up, we lift her up, and we ask that you heal her, Lord. We know that you can, if only you will. This we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Napoleon. Next I have Douglas.
I don't have a prayer or a scripture, but I do want to just take out the time to say thank you for everybody who was able to come out of their busy schedule to help try to lift up my sister Loretta in prayer to help, you know, keep everybody lifted and strong during this time. Thank you, everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you for that word, Douglas. Next, I have Barishan. Any news you would like to share with us? A prayer or a verse?
I pray.
Okay. Did you predict? Sister Donna, are you want to say anything in reference to a verse or a prayer? Did you hear me?
Oh, I'll pass.
Okay, no problem. All right, I'm going to go through the whole list. Travis, do you have anything you would like to say, a prayer or a verse?
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
I will go next, and I'm just going to kind of echo what Aubrey said, is that we just appreciate you guys taking the time out to show your love for Loretta and to lift her up in prayer. As I said earlier, she has been suffering quite some time. But, you know, my prayer to the Lord is to just ease her pain, be with her. Send your angels around, hug her, love on her, give her peace in her mind and in her body. And Father God, whatever your will is, we will be here to support that will because we believe in our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. We know that everything is on your time during your season. So we're just going to trust in you, Father, that you would do the healing that is possible and according to what is necessary. Father God, I would just, you know, sit back and I think about we started this line because of Loretta. She wanted us to be able to interact with each other. And if she hadn't been very persistent in doing so, we wouldn't still be doing this 15 years later. We just thank God for putting that on her heart to recognize that family is important, to recognize that it's important that we show love towards one another, to recognize that there are times that we will have our disagreements, but we're still family. We're still connected. And God wants us to always stay connected. So, Father God, I just ask that you also give her daughters the strength, her daughters and her grandchildren the strength to be strong during this time. Give them the courage to be ready to face whatever it is that you have us to face, Father God. We just thank you for all that you have done for her over these past few years. Only you could have done the things that you've done. We trust in you. We love you. And we're just going to continue to lift Loretta up in prayer. Amen.
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 And next I have Hubert Dickens.
But first of all, I'd like to thank everyone for lifting up my sister Loretta in prayer. And I was washing the dishes yesterday evening, and I thought about the time Loretta had been washing the dishes for her for a whole month. And it brought back some memories of being around her. And she surely is going to be missed. And by the way, my first job was a dishwasher. It's kind of funny, but I wanted to share that with you all. You know, we have to trust the Lord and be thankful.
Amen.
We have to trust in Him, for only He knows, and only He can provide what we all need. Thank the Lord for bringing us this for her. And He didn't bring us this forth and let us go. So we want to put Loretta and all the rest of the families and friends in the Lord's hand, walking Jesus Christ. And after we've done all we can stand, let's always give thanks to the Lord if we live to see another day. For He continually has brought us through. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm going to thank you for those words, Deacon Lowe. And I'm going to come back to Auntie Betty. Did you want to say a verse or a prayer at this time?
I will say a little short prayer. Our Father, Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we come with thanksgiving on our hearts, thanking you for all that you have done for us. And, Father, we stand in the gap for Loretta. Father, you said, ask, and it shall be given unto us. Father, we come asking you to let your will be done, because you know all about us, Lord, because you made us in your own image and likeness. So, Father, we put it at your feet and say, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on Loretta. Have mercy on the family, oh, God. Oh, Father, thank you for us having this kind of love for each other that we can come and ask you in the name of your darling son, Jesus, for whatever we need. Whatever we need, we can ask. Father, you are all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing. Nobody greater than you, Lord. Thank you for all that you do for us, oh, God. Father, we cannot live without you. So stay with us, Jesus. Help us through all the hard times, the good times. Because, Father, we need you every day of our life. Every day The day with Jesus is better than the day before. So, Father, we just trust you in everything we do. We love you. We praise you. We magnify your name. And, Father, whatever you do, we will accept it with thanksgiving because you know all about it. You know what's best for us. And, Father, we accept it in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we have gone through all of the callers that joined tonight. We didn't have others to join. But I am going to open it up to if anyone want to share anything else or decided that they want to pray or say a verse, please just speak up at this time. Alrighty. If we hear anything else from the girls, I was hoping that they may have taken the time out to join us and probably give us a little update since yesterday. But I can understand that is very difficult for them dealing with it at this time as well. So either or, if we hear anything, we'll definitely keep you all posted. Again, from the bottom of our hearts, we can't thank you enough for being a part of this. And like I said, this is something that Loretta started. It's so, I don't know the word I want to use, but it's just so grateful that it's something that you all stuck with, you know, and I feel like this is in her honor at this moment. So we thank you so much. And if anyone doesn't have anything else, we're going to go ahead and end the call. And just ask that continue to keep her input.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We love you guys. Do you want to say something? Okay. All right. We can end the call, guys. We love you and thank you all so much.
I love you all too.
We love you all too.
Bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Hey, kid. Thanks.